Hello, everyone, and great to be with you, although I think we all would rather be together under different circumstances to be able to meet together in the sanctuary like we normally do. And hopefully that is going to be able to happen here in the fairly near future. But I'm just so grateful to be with you, grateful to be in God's presence, and I'm praying, Father, that you would come by your Spirit and help us to be open to hear what you would have us hear today. Last time I was speaking with you online here, I was talking about Jacob and the struggle behind the dream, fulfilling that dream that God gave to him. And he reached a crisis point where he got into this wrestling match with God, and he was determined, he was committed that he was not going to stop wrestling until God blessed him. And out of that wrestling match, God did answer his prayer, and he was blessed. He was able to get a new view of himself, and he embraced that, and he confessed it. And God changed him and transformed him into the person that he had created him to be. And he was able to go and fulfill the dream to lead Israel in the extraordinary way that God planned for him. The week before I spoke with you, I think that was the second Mother's Day, the second Sunday of May, the first Sunday, as you know, is Communion Sunday, and Pastor Wayne and Maria, as they were leading us, Pastor Wayne, the benediction was the priestly blessing. May God, the Lord, bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face to you and give you peace. Later that night, we got something sent to us from relatives over in England. And it was this same priestly prayer, but it was sung on YouTube from churches all over England, singing these beautiful words of blessing and so forth. And all that week, in my devotional time, I had been reading in Psalm 67. And David says the same thing. Centuries later, he recites the same priestly blessing when he says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth and your salvation among all the nations." The same elements you can see in both of these priestly prayers. The Lord be gracious, number one. The Lord bless you, number two. May his face shine on you, number three, and may it result in peace, or as David says, so that your ways may be known on all the earth and your salvation among the nations. And what a prayer this is. And we don't have time to look at all of it today, but I would like to pick out one part of it where it says, "The Lord bless you, the Lord bless us," and focus in on it and try to understand it a little bit better in it. As I was thinking about that and praying about that, I came to this book of James. where he talks about blessing and being blessed and how it is that you can be blessed. And during these challenging days, when we are so tempted to look on the outward to find our blessing and to measure whether we're blessed or not blessed, we're reminded that God is interested in the blessing that starts on the inside, that's not dependent on any circumstances, whether they're good or bad, whether they're favorable or not favorable. Our blessing in Christ is not determined by what's going on around us, but it comes from the inside out as he transforms us into his very image. And he builds us into the kind of person that he wants us to be. He transforms us as we are responsive and obedient and willing in faith to go through whatever path it is that he chooses. When we have that courage and that determination to follow through as Jacob did, he does change us and equips us and makes us stronger so that we are able to endure anything that comes our way. But also it becomes the pathway that he can bless us. And the book of James, you might want to just turn there. James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. I want to read that passage of Scripture. James tells us how it is, in very practical terms, how it is that we can be blessed, where we can find the wisdom and even this blessing that we're talking about. It's promised. God promises it to us in this chapter. James says there, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But if you keep looking intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and you continue to do this, not forgetting what you have learned, but doing it, then you will be blessed in whatever you do." A lot there for us to look at. But you can see there that there are some elements, or maybe some conditions that James puts on God's blessing in our lives, some things that we need to do before we can receive this blessing, this promise of a blessing. And he gives us five ways or five conditions for God's blessing. The first, he says, is listen. The second, he says, is to keep looking intently. We'll come back to that. Then he says, continue. And then he says, not forgetting. And then last, he says the word doing. So let's just go through those five things. The first, he says, is to listen. And that's what we're doing right now. We are listening to God's word. You are hearing it. Sometimes we read it on our own, and we listen to it in our own mind. But you're listening to God's word right now through your ears. And the problem with that is that we forget about it. And I appreciate Pastor Wayne always gives us those short notes so that we can see it and write it down, because he said different times, hearing is good, but it's not the best way to take in God's word. Then second there, it says, keep looking intently. And he's talking here about the difference between listening and studying the Bible. And when you study the Bible, you need a pencil or a pen to write it down. And you're not just listening, but you're studying and writing down what it is that you're hearing and keeping tabs of it by writing it down. Then he says, thirdly, you need to make a habit. You need to continue to do this and do it daily. You need to practice it over and over so that it does become a habit. It's a simple thing, but so important to make a habit of reading the scripture so that it's not intermittent, and we do it some days and some days no, but it's something that we do every day. It's a part of our routine. And then James says we need to memorize it. We need to not forget, he says. And any time we see a verse that really speaks to us, we don't just underline it or write it down, but we can take it and memorize it. Go over it enough, over and over again. Maybe put it on a card or whatever it takes to memorize it, so that we go over it and over it again, so that we can commit it to memory. I don't know if you are like me, but I'm more of a ponderer. And if I'm in a passage of scripture, I like to just take my time and kind of meditate on it and go over it and over it. Sometimes I'll read a passage again and then go over it again in a different version of the Bible. Just trying to grasp what it is that that passage is saying to me. And sometimes memorizing that scripture so that I won't forget it, so that it sinks down deep enough so I won't forget it, and I'll keep it with me. And then last, James says that we need to do what the scripture says. He says in this passage, a lot of people like to look into the mirror and they see what they see, and then they walk away and they don't do anything about it. And if you don't improve yourself after you've looked in the mirror, James is saying here, then what's the purpose of looking in the mirror in the first place? If the hair needs to be fixed and you walk away without combing it, what was the point of it? And God's book is the mirror, and in it we can see ourselves accurately and truthfully. Not the way that you see yourself or I see myself or the world sees us or our parents see us, but exactly the way that God sees us. And James says, if you allow God to let you look in the mirror and really see yourself, and you don't do anything about it, then what was the point of it in the first place? And you need to do whatever it is that God has revealed to you to do. And that's where the blessing comes. The blessing does not come from reading it or even memorizing it. The blessing comes in doing it and practicing what it is that we've learned. You might remember the story of the little boy that was in the Sunday school, and the teacher said to her young students, "What's a brown and furry and has a long bushy tail?" And one little boy put up his hand and said, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like a squirrel to me. And I say that to say that when we look at the scripture, ultimately, we do see Jesus. Everything points us to him. And it's even possible to read the scripture, and if we don't have the Holy Spirit's help, then we can miss the point altogether. You remember Jesus when he was led away into the desert to be tempted. Satan tempted him by actually quoting scripture. He was using scripture to tempt Jesus into sinning. And Jesus, of course, saw through that, and he did not allow that to happen. But all of that to say, the scripture is not enough. It was Isaiah that said, that we need not just the scripture, but we also need God's spirit. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 29, says there, "The Lord says, my people, I promise to give you my spirit and my word. These are my gifts to you and your family forever." And we need the spirit and the word so that we can properly understand what is going on and what it is that God is trying to say to us, what it is that he wants us to do, this path or that path. And we work that out, and the Spirit helps us to see what it is that we are to do, what it is that we, where it is that we are to go. We, as many of you know, I'm a bus driver. And during the COVID, we're driving bus now, but there was a period of 2 months where we weren't driving at all. They deployed us to the sidewalk in front of the schools to help people get in and out safely, maintaining social distancing and making sure hands were washed and all these kinds of things. And while we were sitting there, I sat with another new believer, and we made an agreement together that we were going to study scripture, the same passage together, talking about some of the things that we've just been through, and praying together and getting back to the basics with some of these challenges and some of these questions that are being raised through these through this whole COVID experience. And we just got to, made a decision to get back to the basics. And she was saying, well, how do you pray? And we began to talk about it, and I listened to her, how she was praying, and she listened to me. And we agreed that we would pray together. And just as Jesus asked us to have time of praise and adoration and confession and thanksgiving and specific supplication, we kind of made an outline like that and agreed that, yes, we would do that. But also that we would study the scripture together and read the same passage of scripture every day and meditate on it like we're doing, and an agreement to not just study it, but to allow it to speak to us and to come alive as the Holy Spirit helps. And then a commitment to actually do it. And one day, it was particularly cold, and it was raining, and the wind was blowing, and we didn't have a lot of people coming in and out of the school, and we were sitting there and had about an hour left in the day, and we began to talk about the scripture and talk about what God was doing, what He had done in our lives. And the fact that we had no hope of communing with God without the work that Jesus had done for us, and the gap that He had bridged between us and God, and the fact that He'd forgiven our sins, and that we had this open access to God the Father, and that He was blessing us, and the Holy Spirit was helping us as we were sharing. And that sidewalk and that experience, we started to not worry about the elements anymore. We were focused on what God was doing and how He was blessing us in the specific ways in our family and beyond. And we were overwhelmed with His presence and with God's presence through Christ. And the Holy Spirit helped us to get there, and an hour went by in a snap. And what a wonderful experience that is from the inside. And I just wanted to close this morning by praying for you, that in these times we would be able to get back to the basics. And I don't know what challenges you are facing, but God does, and Jesus cares, and the Holy Spirit's ready to help. And how grateful we are for the scripture, God's gift to us, His good and perfect gift that transforms us, gives us the truth to become who it is that He wants us to be. And I pray that in these days that you would be blessed, and His dream for you, you would be able to find that, and His dream for our church, we would be able to find that through all the challenges that we are in. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your promise to bless us. And I pray that you would keep us near your mercy fountain to find this blessing. Give us the courage and the determination to be encouraged, and the ability to endure. Strengthen our faith and inspire us this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that in Christ, in you and your life, and also in your death, the Father can turn to us and beam with joy. His face can turn to us and beam with joy. We thank you for this time and for your presence, and pray your blessing upon all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.